Winnie Mandela declared a liar by the white South African government. Whose side are you on? This is Mimnotes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement.
This song is dedicated to my brethren and sisters who is living in South Africa under the wicked and terrible nefarious system called apartheid.
Mr. Botha, please set my people free.
Much was made over the three-month trial of Winnie Mandela and her bodyguards, charged with kidnapping and murder of a 14-year-old boy in 1988. In the trial without jury system of South Africa, the judge last week called Mandela an unblushing liar when she claimed innocence and sentenced her to 6 years in prison. Mandela and her lawyers say they will appeal the decision and keep the issue in the public eye. The government is using the case to discredit the African National Congress, and many on the left are conspicuously silent on the matter, seemingly conflicted by their support for the ANC and their distaste for the crime of which Mandela has been charged. But where is the conflict? Mandela says she didn't do it. The state says she did. In fact, the judge made a point of reprimanding Mandela for not showing remorse. Maybe she didn't show remorse because she didn't do it. There was no jury. The witnesses were very likely paid by the state. But leftists should base their support or criticisms of liberation struggles on strategy and political line, not on the so-called moral character of the most visible leaders. Even if Winnie Mandela is guilty of kidnapping and murder, and people should question why they would trust the South African government more than her, it doesn't matter. What could any individual do that would discredit the righteous struggle against apartheid? The dependence on personal characters and individual leaders has been the source of countless historical setbacks for the people. The very leadership structure which puts people before ideas and actions is a remnant of the societies revolutionaries seek to dismantle. While revolutionaries have made good use of leaders with charismatic styles, this almost always comes back to haunt them. For people to become disillusioned or cynical over the fight to free South Africa because Winnie Mandela personally commits unsightly acts is a great disservice to the South African people. This is the same problem encountered with regard to the ANC in general, unfortunately. Attachment to Nelson Mandela as a personal leader blinds many people to the simple fact that the ANC is now pursuing an ineffective strategy for achieving freedom, that thousands are dying while ANC leaders jump through hoops for the white government and imperialist public opinion. The people need to learn to criticize ideas and practices, not revere individuals and their organizations. Lenin did not make the Russian Revolution. Mao did not make China the most advanced socialist society in history. These achievements were accomplished by the people under the leadership of correct ideas and actions. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106, or write to this station.